Back at the school at Immaculate, we celebrated the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe with some fanfare. And it's become a little practice that kids, when they put their tithe envelope at school masses, they'll write little notes to me. But because it was the feast of the Lady of Guadalupe, this kid obviously went to the shrine of Mary inside the church, and she left a little note there. And it reads, "Dear Mary, thank you for having Jesus in your tummy." And when the staff or the sacristans find these little notes, they'll always give it to me to see how the kids are growing in faith. And when I read this one, it just warmed my heart. "Thank you, Mary, for having Jesus in your tummy." XO, 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 like about three lines of XO. So I want to continue that sentiment this morning. Many of you know I have this very special relationship with Mary. And just a day before Christmas, I think this woman, this amazing woman, just teaches us so much. And if we can just let her speak to us, I think Christmas will take on completely new meaning, deeper than what we already know and have at this point. So it's my hope to speak about Mary for a little bit. And as you and I know, there are so many things we can say about Mary, but allow me to say three things. First, I want to talk about Mary's availability. Secondly, I want to talk about how Mary had God at the very center of her being. And thirdly, I want to talk about how Mary's faith is instrumental in her being both this woman of tenderness and yet a woman of strength. And I think those three things can help us greatly as well. So first of all, let's talk about the availability of Mary. When the angel came to her, and this is completely out of the blue, right? Mary has no premonition that this is going to happen. When the angel comes to her, Mary makes herself completely available to God. You and I, who struggle with time, we know what it means to leave everything behind and just be available to somebody. And you and I know how hard it is. But this is not just about time. This is about life. Mary makes herself available to God. And Mary's availability is crucial in the task of human redemption. And that's why it is so important that she did that. The first Eve, in contrast, she made herself unavailable to God. Remember, after sin, they hid from God. In other words, we are not available to God. And Mary changes that unavailability of the human race into a radical availability. Not only for her own sake, but for the sake of the world. And so she says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." She just lets her life be invaded by the Spirit of God. We all know that when Christ came as a baby, they tell us there was no room for him in Bethlehem. But Mary made room in her womb for the Son. She was radically, completely, unconditionally available to God. And I hope that this Advent, you and I have been available to God. as you look back at the last 4 weeks, I hope you can say, yes, God, I am available to you. Let's make room for Christ like Mary did ourselves. Secondly, we'll talk about how Mary kept God at the center. Folks, if this is true, that Mary was a teenager when the angel visited her, then her maturity at that age and her spiritual sensitivity, they baffle me. How is it that this teenager can discern that the conversation between the angel and her is a holy thing? She's able to discern the spirits. What if this had to come from something evil? No, she's able to discern that the fact that she will be a virgin, yet a mother, that this is holy. How is it that she could give consent to the angel without consulting her parents? How is it that she was able to lay her own desires aside for the Spirit of God to have way in her? And I'm saying that this is possible because she grew up to be the kind of teenager who had God at the very center of her being. And then beyond the Annunciation and the birth of Jesus, Mary must have had many questions. For example, why did they have to flee to Egypt right after his birth? Why did Herod kill all those innocent children for her son's sake? Why did Jesus face opposition? Why did they falsely accuse him and kill him? I think here's the bottom line. No matter what life offered her, the angel hadn't prepared her for what happened after the birth of Jesus. But no matter what life offered her, Mary kept God at the center of her being. She transcended herself. In many ways, that is salvation. Salvation is for us to transcend ourselves and find ourselves in God. So Mary is able to transcend herself and keep God at the center of her being. So folks, we live, for example, in very troubled times. Our nation has been devastated by these shootings in Connecticut and the rest of the shootings this year. We are not the same people. This Christmas is different for many of us. The life of our nation, as it were, is thrown in disarray. And this can happen to us personally as well, isn't it? Just yesterday, I had just finished a funeral, and as soon as I came out of the funeral, I had another call to visit somebody who was dying. And when I went there, here was this man on his deathbed. And his wife, in the course of the conversation, she said to me that 30 years back, she had her first husband died on Christmas Eve. 30 years later, on Christmas Eve, she's standing by her second husband's deathbed. And she says, this is all just replaying in my mind. This is so hard. Our lives can be in disarray. But no matter what life offers us, if we can have God at the center, for one, it'd certainly be a little easier. But then the Christian story is that, like Mary's life, these things may also have meaning for us, even though what life offers to us is a curveball. So we have much to learn from Mary. To keep God constantly, to keep Christ constantly at the center. And thirdly, I want to talk about Mary's faith and how this faith contributes to her being this woman of tenderness, at the same time, woman of strength. I think Mary, twice in a lifetime, and when I mean twice, I don't mean just two times, but twice in her lifetime, she held the body of Jesus very close to her bosom. You and I know the story of the Magi visiting the manger, and scripture tells us that they found the child with his mother. And I'm sure she held this baby, this helpless baby. She held her close to her bosom, close to her heart. Her hopes, her dreams, and all that the angel promised her about a son, she was hoping that this would all come to fruition. You've held a baby in your hands. You've had dreams for your child. And then she held the battered, bruised, and lifeless body of her son another time. And with the same tenderness that she held her little baby, now she holds this lifeless baby, and I'm sure she clung on to it and held this body close to her bosom as if she was holding the tender child. She sees those promises, those dreams, and those hopes nailed to the cross. And yet, while she can hold this body in tenderness, she was strong. Scripture does not tell us that Mary gave in. Mary stood by her son. This woman of faith is amazing. For me, as a priest, as a pastor, as a leader, as a teacher, as a disciple, as a servant, as a friend, as a son, as a brother, whoever that I am to people, for me, this woman is my model. To be tender and yet be strong. Her faith teaches me that. Folks, very soon we will have the bread and wine brought forward and put on the altar. And this bread and wine will become for us the flesh and blood of Jesus. This is the same flesh and blood that Mary carried in her womb. This is the same flesh and blood that Mary made room for in her womb. This is the same flesh and blood for which she made herself completely available to God. Same flesh. Do you think we should be on our knees? Because what will come to us today is the same flesh and blood that Mary carried in her womb. So fortunate, so lucky. And what does it mean for us to be available to this flesh and blood, this Son of Man, this Jesus? What does it mean for us to be available for Him? We have today and tomorrow before Christmas. And I don't know what your Advent has been like. I hope in these 2 days, we can be radically available to God. Let us make room for Christ this Christmas. People of God said,
Amen.